Welcome to the Cosmic Productivity Method, the podcast for high-achieving women who are done doing everything right and still feeling like it's never enough. I'm Chelsea Neumeyer, productivity witch, certified behavioral change specialist, and recovering type A good girl perfectionist. In this podcast, we stop running on autopilot, start creating time freedom that actually fits your life. Here, productivity isn't just about doing more, it's about doing what matters most. Using a blend of behavioral science, astrology, and human design, I help you break free from hustle culture and build a life that gives you time freedom, not just another to-do list. Each week, you'll hear unfiltered stories, cosmic insights, and practical experiments designed to help you reclaim your energy, rewrite your routines, and run your life like the masterpiece it is. Whether you're a Leo craving legacy, a manifesting generator breaking all the rules, or just a woman tired of checking every box but her own joy, this is your lab for redesigning productivity one aligned experiment at a time. Let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cosmic Productivity Method. I'm really excited about this episode because it is the season of goal setting. We are rapidly approaching the end of 2025, where you're going to be seeing a barrage of new year, new you messaging. You're going to see new planners. You're going to see new workbooks. You're going to get invited to free workshops around goal setting and thinking about 2026 and the new version of you that can happen at the end of that year. And while I do get excited about it, I think a fresh year is always a nice way to have a clean slate to make changes. I think it's also really disingenuous, for lack of a better word. The new year does not imply that things have to change. You can make a change at any time. The new year also doesn't always feel like the best time to make those changes because it's cold. And if you're going to try to work out or do something along those lines, it's not always the most comfortable. We want to be cozy. We want to stay inside where it's warm. We want to eat warm, yummy foods instead of salads. And you're just recovering from an expensive holiday season. I want to give you permission that if you're not making New Year's resolutions this year, you're good. Like, you're okay. I also want to give you permission that if you want to start today or tomorrow, that's okay too. There is literally no law that says these have to be, any goals you set or any resolutions you make have to be on January 1st. But the other thing I want to talk about is a new way to be thinking about how you're setting your goals, if you have any at all. I used to subscribe to the like cute 19 goals for 2019 vibe. I would make Pinterest vision boards of all of these things that I wanted to do or accomplish. I love seeing what other people post. And I would have these personal retreats to review my year and to map out the next year with a level of discipline and determination and an unhealthy delusion of myself every single year. I was going to be the healthiest, richest, most successful woman ever. I was going to travel more, volunteer more. I was going to be the best daughter, wife, friend, employee, everything. And I was never going to waste a single moment of time in my new life. That's the vision I would have. And I would get so detailed as to map out my workouts, create a detailed savings plan. I would create meal plans or find a new fad diet that I could stick to super strictly. I would list out all the places I wanted to visit and the jobs I was going to take on in order to make more money. But as you can imagine, I very rarely hit most of these goals. I never hit all 19 or 17 or 18 or 20. And I very rarely hit most of them because I was always missing one critical step in this process. I never had a strong why, and therefore I never made these new behaviors a part of my identity. Now, I've had some big achievements. I have achieved big goals in my life. I graduated college with a degree in biomedical engineering and two minors. I got my MBA while working full-time. I run over 13 half marathons. I've read hundreds of books, and these things were not necessarily easy, but you know why I was able to do them all? It's because it's who I am. I am a reader, a student, a runner. They are part of my identity. I talk about these things constantly to anyone who will listen. I was excited to learn more about running and form and how to fuel myself and training and how to run races and getting deep into a training plan. I enjoy connecting with my fellow students to talk about the material or to complain about the teacher, like just that connection of learning something new and being able to apply it. And I nerd out on all things. books related, right? You bring me into a bookshop and I will find something that I love about it. And since they are a part of me, it feels weird to not be doing them. I read every single night because it's what I do. I would feel uncomfortable not doing those things. I am always learning, even if it's just random stuff. And admittedly, I have fallen out of running a little bit in this season of my life, but I've also done 2 10Ks since I moved to Washington. I still love doing it. And I think being able to achieve these goals goes well beyond me just enjoying these activities. Because frankly, sometimes running really sucks. It's cold or it's hot or it's uncomfortable. It hurts. You gotta go too fast or too slow. It takes time. And sometimes school or class is just really, really hard. So this isn't necessarily about enjoying them. It's because I've made the goals that I have and the activities that support those goals deep part of my identity. I have a deep why behind each of those things. And they align with the values that I have for my life around exploration and learning and being resourceful and being healthy. So when I work with students and we're talking about their goals, I don't want to hear you just list off what you think sounds good on a vision board or sexy on an Instagram post, because you're going to have a much harder time staying motivated and staying disciplined when things get hard. And again, it is so easy to be influenced. It's so easy to see someone else doing the 75 hard challenge and be swept up in that. And again, this is not me saying that 75 hard doesn't have its merits or there's 75 everything, but the goal needs to come from something rooted deeper than what you think you should be doing or what you think would make your mom and dad proud, what you think you need to have a successful life. So as you're thinking about your goals, if you decide to make goals for 2026, or if you decide to start today with setting a goal for yourself, how can you make this goal part of your identity? So it's not just save $10,000. It's I'm someone who builds my wealth, so therefore I need to save or be responsible with my money. It's not I need to lose 20 pounds. It's I'm someone who values my health, so I make nutritious food choices and move my body regularly. Now, this shift won't happen overnight. This is where I got myself into the pickle every single time, because I would go to bed and I would say to myself, Chelsea, tomorrow you are going to be a whole new person. You are going to be disciplined. You are going to be motivated. You are never going to waste any time. You are going to eat only healthy food. You are going to work out for 30 minutes to an hour as soon as you wake up. You're going to look great. You're going to sound great. You're going to be the smartest person in the room. I would tell myself this whole monologue, also implying that I wasn't already all of those great things. But I was somehow a failure, and tomorrow I was going to be a success. I was going to be a better person tomorrow. And that is just not how it happens. Even running, when I think back to when I started running in 2014, it was over 10 years ago. I remember I was walking on a treadmill studying for, I think I was studying for the GREs to get into grad school. And I was like walking or running or something. And all of a sudden, I just kind of clicked, it'd be kind of fun to run a half marathon. And thought about it. And the idea was kind of sticky and I liked it. I text one of my dear friends who is an avid marathon runner and just text him and said, what would you say if I said I want to run a half marathon? And he was, of course, incredibly supportive and enthusiastic. But I just started. I picked kind of a random plan. I didn't start with anything fancy and just started moving and seeing how I liked it. I didn't put any pressure on myself to be good at it. I didn't put any pressure on myself to even actually run the half. I ran for quite a while before I even picked a race. And it wasn't because someone else made it sound like it was a cool thing to do. It wasn't because I thought that people who run half marathons are better. Like I need to be a better person and therefore I need to run a half. The shift is small. You need to pick one thing to get started with, right? We're not going to wake up tomorrow a whole new person, but maybe tomorrow you can wake up with someone who drinks a glass of water before they have their coffee in the morning. Terrible example. I would never do that. But something like that, right? Like you can be the person who chooses to have a really delicious salad for lunch, or you can choose to be the person who moves $50 a week into their savings account automatically or sets up that automation, right? These are going to be small shifts. I want you to use affirmations because I want you to build that little voice in your head that talks to you through the day. Because if I was someone who wanted to save $10,000, I would talk to myself like, I am someone who builds my wealth. Why, as someone who values building wealth, would I buy this thing? Would I make this choice? And that's how you start training yourself to shift this to become something that's an identity and not like this rigid habit that you have to stick to, or this rigid routine, or this check mark off your list. It does help if you enjoy it. It does help if you want to talk about it all the time, if you want to keep learning about it, if you want to read up on all the different ways that you can use your wealth or how you can grow your wealth, you start getting interested in investing. If you want to get more into reading, you try a bunch of different genres. You follow a bunch of people on BookTok or Book Instagram. You join a local book club. If you want to get more into running, you join a running club. Get into spaces where other people already have that identity. Get into spaces where people want to hear you talk about it. Get into spaces where people want to grow. If you want to get a promotion, start hanging around people who are already at that level. Or go to a training to help you get the skills you need to get that promotion. I'm going to use myself as an example for this because something that I'm really thinking about is growing my business. Because I actually really struggle to identify as a business owner. And I realize that is because I never talk about my business. If someone says, oh, what do you do? 90% of the time, I don't mention I have a business. You all hear me. The people who follow me on Instagram or on my email list know I have a business. But the people I meet here don't know. My family, I barely talk to them about it. Whereas I would never shut up about running. So this is something that I'm working on, is really becoming a business owner as my identity. I am a business owner. I am a CEO. I do run my own business. And I love it. So yes, I'm doing all of the learning. I'm investing in coaching and I'm doing the work. But if I don't identify as a business owner, if that's not a part of my identity, then it just feels uncomfortable. It doesn't feel as natural as it could. And that's really what I'm going to be focusing on as I move forward into 2026. I always want you to root your goals in your values. I think that this is so, so important because it helps you avoid listing things that you think sound good. If you list volunteerism as a 2026 goal, that's phenomenal. How does that align with your values? Because that's going to help you decide what volunteer thing is right for you, if at all. Do you value independence and therefore you want to help a domestic shelter and those women become more independent after leaving an abusive spouse? Do you value faith and you want to pick a faith-based volunteer nonprofit? Do you value learning and wisdom and academics and therefore you want to help a school? Or do you value family? Do you want to help do something with children? Because if you just say you want to volunteer, you could clean the trash up off the street, which is a great thing to volunteer, but that's going to feel like such a slog if it's not something that is actually aligned with what's important to you. I also use the SPEAK framework. That's something I came up with. It's a little bit different than SMART. I just think the SMART framework is so overdone and so dry. So I use SPEAK, which stands for specific. So we need to know what you're going for. We're going to save $10,000, lose 20 pounds. We want it to be specific. We want it to be personal. Again, this is not something you saw on a Pinterest board. This is not something you just got inspired by on Instagram. This is something that is personal and meaningful to you. It needs to get you excited. The E is for excited. You are so obsessed with this goal that it becomes part of who you are. And it's the A is aligned. So the excited piece, you want to talk about it. You want to learn about it. You want to get in spaces where there are people who are also talking and learning about that thing. It is aligned to you. It is a part of who you are becoming. Kept track means that you are keeping track of your progress. If you are not keeping track of it, it's much harder to tell if you reach the goal. And keeping track also helps you celebrate those milestones because a runner celebrates every run, whether it was great, whether it was the worst run you've ever had, whether it was for a race, whether it was just for training. You are celebrating every single run because you did it. And so if you were keeping track of that, then you are also celebrating yourself along the way. So I kick this all off by saying 'tis the season for setting goals. And you are probably already getting a barrage of information thrown at you about how you should and should not do this. So I want you to think a little bit differently. When you are approaching your goals this year, I want you to think about who you want to be. Who do you want to become by the end of 2026, by the end of December, by June of next year, whatever the timing is, in 3 years from now? Who do you want to become? What is that future vision? And then you can build from there. Because it's one thing to see yourself surrounded by riches and in the best shape of your life. But if that doesn't feel really good in your body, if that's just this illustration of what we think we're supposed to have and look like, when the reality is that you love your body the way it is, you just want to have more energy and you don't need a ton of wealth, you're perfectly content in a sweet little cottage, hand-making all your bread, then you're never going to get there. You're going to struggle through. So make vision really clear. Make that vision of who you are now. And make that vision something that makes you emotional. So I know it's a bit rambly. I hope it all made sense. But if you need any help with this, if you are getting inundated with how to set 20 goals for yourself, how to do all this, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm happy to talk through how we can use your values to identify goals that make sense for you, that are personal to you, that are aligned, that get you excited, and that most importantly are truly a part of who you are, so that you can reach them and you can be incredibly successful. If you are looking for a freebie resource in the meantime, if you set your goals, if you are feeling aligned, if you're feeling like, yes, I got this, but that planning part of it, or like the building the habits that support that goals, is a struggle, then I definitely want you to check out my freebie, which is like a lab book that will help you experiment as you're building your habits and routines. And it's going to look at your astrology. It's going to look at your human design. It's going to look at your preferences. It has all of that mapped out so that you can start testing what's going to work and what's going to stick so you can reach your goals even faster. So the link for that will be in the show notes below. But I hope you all have an awesome day. I'll talk to you next week. All right, Cosmic Queen, that's a wrap for today's experiment. If you love this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Leave a review and tell the algorithm the world needs less burnout and more time freedom. If you want a little bit more cosmic productivity in your feed, I'm always on Instagram over at Chelsea N Coaching, stirring up experiments, routines, and a few spells for time freedom. I'll see you there.